moment selfishness dies, the soul is released. The moment avarice and conflict and chicanery are overcome, the inner life of the individual can express itself. The inner life of man is essentially a soul power, a power that contains within itself the infinite blessing of deity and the infinite strength to accomplish all that is necessary for the perfection and revelation of itself. There is nothing lacking in the universe. Deity has not bestowed its preciousness upon one sect, upon one group, one race, or one family. It has given of itself to one who is true, anyone, slave or superior, who is dedicated to truth, dwells in the spirit of wisdom and in peace with the inner life. This peace with the inner life is the end of stress. It is the only end that stress can come to. There are no ways that it can be anything else except peace. And peace is not stagnation. It is a new experience of what is important and what counts. Peace is a sudden realization that which inwardly brings joy to the soul, it brings fulfillment to the life. Peace is therefore a gentleness with space, being a part of a great universal purpose, and that in that great purpose there is room for all to grow and all happiness to be achieved. This purpose is not responsible for war, yet man is responsible for war. We are all responsible for the sins we suffer from, and the only remedy is to cure them in ourselves. And the only way now, apparently, that the infinite power has found a way to cure us is to make these mistakes so terrible that we can't endure them. That doesn't mean that the powers that be makes them terrible to destroy us, but makes them terrible to awaken us to the need that is within our own consciousness. Man has a purpose that is beyond the boundaries of time and space as we know it. Man has a purpose somewhere out there into the infinite world of creation and of good. It is part of a great redeeming life that moves through space and time to the fulfillment of its own purpose. And somewhere beyond the stars and beyond the light and beyond the mysteries of time and space is a mysterious purpose, a purpose which we are so far ahead of us that we don't know what it is, but towards which we work. And every step in the right direction is a release from limitation and a participation in the next step of this great revelation. Every backsliding is a mistake binding us back again to a world that has done nothing but hurt us from the beginning of time. Sin is therefore the individual feeling incapable of growth. Sin is to assume that growth is evil, that progress is wrong, and that physical things which hurt each other are right. This is not possible. The final thing, that peace is right, means that we must find peace. And the individual, to find peace, must discover it in the only place where, as a person, he can discover it, and that is in the quietude of his own soul. Therefore, one nice little thing that everyone can do is have a new friendship, a friendship with his own soul, that he can sit down quietly of occasion and have little chats with this power within himself, a power which wants him to overlook the shortcomings of his relatives and his friends, get over all the evil thoughts he has about anything, and realize, finally, that all things are fulfilling the law of their own purpose, and that the best he can do is to discover the beauty of that purpose and that law, live according to it, and if opportunity arises, share it with someone else. There is no reason why this journey through life should just be one war after another. There may be wars and rumors of war, but the just person sees through them, knows what they are, and realizes that out of this wanderings in the wilderness, the human soul will come ultimately and finally to the promised land, which is its proper home. When we realize that, we know exactly why we're here. And while we know why we're here, we also have the peace of mind. We doesn't worry anymore what Iraq does to Iran. These things will be for them to decide, and they will be rewarded or punished according to the measure of their integrity. The purpose that we have is to remember that we mustn't think of these things in terms of other people getting away with being bad while we have to suffer for being good. This is not it. No one ever suffered from being good. They suffer from a false sense of goodness. They fall usually from a goodness which is frustrated selfishness. And while that remains, that isn't the answer. But there's no reason why those who have understanding and insight cannot live a good and enlightened life in the very world we're in. And that in this case, that will reduce tension and reduce stress. Stress is a sense of discontent, of disconcertion. Stress, as we know it, is a sense of unfairness. We don't feel stress about the punishment for crime if it is legitimate. But when the innocent are punished for the guilty, then we feel stress. We feel remorse. We think there's something wrong in the plan of things. But what we have not learned is that no one yet has been punished for being right. Many are punished trying to be right. Many have had to go to give up a great many things that other people believe necessary in order to gain right. But I've known several who, having given away all of this world's goods, have retired into the simple life of serving others in some gentle capacity. I know a man back east who, after the Depression of 1929, lost practically all of a vast fortune, including the family fortune. He could have started over again. He could have been a millionaire again. But he didn't. He took the crumbling remains of what was left, very little, and went out and went into an African Indian reservation and settled down there to help these people to gain their proper rights and liberties and get proper schooling and medical attention. He gave a lifetime to this purpose. He was never paid anything. He never was regained any of his finances, but he died happy. He discovered that he had found a reason for being alive. And wealth as a reason for being alive is a damn failure, no matter how you figure it. It is nothing unless it is used for some great purpose. The legitimacy of wealth is its dedication to the needs of humanity. So everywhere, peace, security, integrity will remove stress if we stop allowing selfishness and competition to constantly interfere. There is nothing that the individual has in this world that he's going to take with him but himself. Therefore, he might as well get rid of some of it here, keep what he needs, and start living a better life, not trying to compete for great wealth. The more wealth he competes for, the worse his governments are going to be. The more lands he takes, the more lands will be taken from him. The bigger the banks, the quicker they will fail. All these things, in excess, are detriments to themselves. Living quietly, peacefully, respectfully, having that which is necessary to live with dignity, but with simplicity, and to devote the mind and heart largely to the advance of wisdom and understanding, and to share the joys of life with those we love and with those who understand us, to work together for a common good. This is the proper duty and the proper labor of the human being. Thank you.